Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like an electric blanket, microwave, RV air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/VTTGW to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. With us today, we got Joe, Trigger Joe Britson.
All right, let's go.
Boom!
To try to get a matchup with Ngannou.
This is just a fist. When I start throwing it around, I can leave one hell of a mess. Let's dance.
Multiple occasions. Wow. And it looks like you're going to swing to the very end.
And he wasn't kidding.
Wow.
It's very rare.
What a finish.
Another one.
It really poses the question, what do you want to do? Do you want to take a chance and risk getting knocked out?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Trying to take care of business, trying to get to
It's a knockout!
Oh my
It's a knockout!
God. And it's closing it! Trying to finish it! Hit it over!
Because I'm going to take this foot, and I'm going to whop you on that side of your face. There's not a goddamn thing you can do about it.
Brock is brought to you by Modelo!
And oh, we have a new nickname. Okay, we have William Send It Seven Pearson. All right, other than that, we used to call him Willie Pete. We used to call him the Mad Russian.
Bobby. I think you've had enough. Now you've had enough.
Bitch.
Wow.
How good is this?
Finish him!
Another one.
Everybody gets triggered. It's just if you become a pansy. That's in the Book of Brawl.
I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you've got it.
You've got to be very careful.
Oh, happy Saturday, VTT, Gruntworks Nation. What's going on? Hey, we are here live on your early Saturday morning to get you some UFC fight. Now, before we are experts, all right? I just want to let you all know that the Big Earl's bank account's not been doing too well in the gambling side of things, but we're going to turn that around. Now, those of you watching for the first time, thank you for tuning in.
Say hi in the chat thread. Say where you're watching from. If you didn't tune in early to start this, we have our sponsors out there, 4patriots.com. See it going across the screen. They support us, so go support them. And then, of course, 10th Mountain Whiskey. Put in the code BTT on both of those websites and or BTTGW, depending on what you're getting. But, yeah, we are here to pick UFC fights, all right, and see who's going to win, how they're going to win. And that's what we do here. And I guess this is the whole hi, Bill. This is Mary. Hey, Mary. How's it going, Mary? So, but I'm guessing she's related because her last name is Pearson. All
right. That's my favorite aunt right there.
Hi, Aunt Mary. Not our.
And she. And by the way, she's about 10 minutes down the road from Joe.
Oh, nice. I was gonna say not my We're first at, love of the show. That was Joe's mom.
He's over there in Brighton.
Oh, dude, that's right there, man.
Nice.
Next town over.
But yeah, how's it going, guys? How's the week been going? I will start with Trigger Joe. What you got going on?
You know, I don't know if baseball and I had some kind of a trauma bond in relation to my last UFC picks, but whoever that little steroid head gnome referee they got that's 5'2" and he's got like the Trump orange tanning bed with the juiced up arms needs to get away from anything that even looks like a fight forever. He stops the Algio fight when Algio's halfway off his feet and like looking at him like, what are you doing? And then Chris Weidman sinks his fingers into both of Bruno Silva's eyes up to the second knuckle, and he lets him finish the fight. That guy needs to be nowhere near fighting. Last week was an anomaly, and the internet all week long was talking about how horrible the fights were handled. So, you know, I know what you're doing with the attitude, Nick, and I don't like it. So I think we've got some serious.
I paid for this attitude, okay?
Yeah, and 2024 has been unique for one reason in the UFC, and that's because 63% of the underdogs have won the main event.
Yeah, if you're betting the big girl, you've been winning some money.
So, yeah, I feel like we've got a really solid four-leg parlay, and I'm ready for some madness to pop off and some fights that I'm going nowhere near. So,
yes.
Oh, nice. And I've been red hot in baseball. Red hot in baseball. Tigers are in first. Bills Yanks are in first. Yeah, people have got something to be happy about in that, even though they cost my parlay yesterday. But
I somehow lost like 6 points. Not sure how that happened, but maybe the banker got a hold of my bank account.
I think it's karmic. It's a karmic penalty.
But you know, here's the scoreboard for this quarter. And again, those of you who are watching for the first time or listening, I can't see this because you're listening to us.
Because I got stacks
and all that. Yeah, it's been an ugly start. So we've had three scorecards, and these guys pick. I assigned them a fight last week. They assigned each other a fight. But they pick the round, the fighter, and how it's going to happen. So a total of 3 points. If they pick a fighter by decision, it's a max of 2 points. So sometimes it's just the way it is, how the cards roll out. But as you can see, Trigger Joe came out freaking swinging, the champ, with, you know, three big points right away. But he's been goose egging, just like the Bill who got snapped.
I didn't realize Vicente Luque had quit fighting but still gets into the octagon. So my fault.
Right. Oh, well, Bill, you know, VTT send it seven. Now, again, go follow these guys' pages on Facebook. It's VTT's Trigger Joe and VTT send it seven. They're going to post their main picks and like their locks and parlays and stuff like that on those pages. So make sure you go follow them so you can see those. And if they don't post them, it's just because they're lazy. Like Joe never posts this, but it's fine. So set it seven. What's going on this week with you, man? How's that life going?
You know, not too bad. Although I do have a tea time today, so let go of my work frustrations. And like Joe said, Yankees are in first place. It's a good time.
Nice, yeah. And those of you who don't golf, you don't have to be good at it because none of us are, right? You just go out there and, you know, play a game of whack fuck, right? You know, you make the ball makes a sound whack, and then you go fuck. So,
clearly, I should get Joe sunglasses because this sunlight is pissing me off this morning.
I can't. I could. I look like I'm smuggling drugs in these eye bags. That's what the sunglasses are for. I promise. Yeah, it's not to look cool.
Joe's just hiding the redness.
Went down to the casino yesterday for opening day, and
yeah, it's because his future is just so bright.
He's got to wear shades.
Crystal.
But awesome. Hey,
because my life's that cool.
Yeah, if you're watching, all right, go ahead and comment where you're watching from, and then who you think's going to win. And you know, every once in a while, we get a guy chatting on here that, you know, we put out the gauntlet. If you ever want to come on here and challenge Bill and Joe, just email BigEarl@veterantrashtalk.com. All right, now just email me. We'll get you on the show. You can challenge these guys. We put up $100 of our own money against you, and if you lose, you got to buy a shirt. That's a win. All right, that's a win. Even if you lose, but you still get a shirt. If we lose, we don't get shit. All right, so just get after it. But go Tigers.
Mary stop with it. The Tigers.
Stop it, Aunt Mary. Stop it.
That's right, Aunt Mary. Yeah. Tariq Skubal was dealing yesterday.
Yep. Okay. All right. Let's get to the card. We're going to start actually on the main event of the prelims because this is where Bill's going to get his fight point pick. All right. We're trying to even out the odds, you know, so that these guys have to pick a fight that's kind of similar in odds. Now, it's not, doesn't mean it's similar in style or similar in weight class. It's just in odds. So we got it's a welterweight fight, and you got Court McGee, all right, going against Alex Morano. All right, Zenit 7, the previous champ of a couple years, all right, but no longer. All right, who do you got in this fight for your points?
All right, so as you know, Nick changed the fight on me 15 minutes
ago. I mean, how long actually, are we going to
– But you know what? I actually think he gave me the easier fight. So
I did.
I'm actually thinking. Yeah. Listen – Court McGee, 2010, I'd probably go with Court McGee. But that tells you when his first fight in the UFC was. Ultimate Fighter in 2010. Now, Morono's lost a couple fights in his last, was it 10 or so, off of decisions. One of them was a TKO. But Morono has a really odd fighting style, and he's remarkably good, depending on which Morono shows up. Thing with Court McGee, he's coming off a back-to-back first-round KOs. And here's the thing, when you're 39 and you've been fighting that long and you're coming off back-to-back KO losses, your chin's just not there anymore. Once that goes, it goes, especially in this sport. So I got Alex Morono with a first-round KO. Probably late first round, but I think Court McGee, love what he's done for the sport, long-time veteran. The chin's just not there anymore. He's been in too many battles for so long. It's just not there. So I got Alex Morono, first round KO.
Very nice. Going for that quick three-pointer to start the night out so that Joe Sweat,
damn straight,
the main card even starts. All right. So I don't know. But anyways, Joe, put that belt up again.
Oh, it's here.
Oh, that's so beautiful to see that in the hands of an 11 Bravo, right? Like that's where it belongs. That's where it, I mean, I even brought up my special good luck card today. It's my National Infantry Association card. All right, it's got Queen of Battle. Because remember, they try to say King of Battle like it's a good thing. It's a chess piece, Bill. All right, and the queen can go anywhere. Understand? Most powerful piece. Okay, but anyway, well, it's I'm the host, so I get to talk. He doesn't get to come back. All right, let's get to the main card. It is what it is.
Yeah, when you put up Court McGee's face, I said, Bill, finger roll or backboard?
Yeah. Oh, shut up! You gotta lay up.
And listen,
you gotta lay up too. I don't want to hear your bullshit.
Hey, listen, I'll get to it when I get to it, but I'll tell you why that one's got me sweating a little bit.
Oh my God, here we go. All right, let's get to this one. All right, this one, remember, disclaimer again, two disclaimers, right? If you don't have money to gamble, don't do it, all right? That simple, all right? Just like anything else that's destroying your life, it's easier said than done, just get rid of it. And then number two, actually, I should start listening to me. That's the way this year is going. But do not listen to me, all right? Do not listen to me about this. What's up, Tanner Port? Came in right in time to salute the infantry.
No, okay, that's not happening. Yeah.
No.
Hey, yeah. I mean,
no Brunson?
No Brunson, yeah. But all right, we got a lightweight bout. And we got Trevor Peak coming in at 9-1 versus Charlie Campbell coming in at 8-2. Now, this one upset me when I looked. All right, because I'm looking at this, and you can tell Charlie Campbell is just reaching for some type of love and affection. All right? He didn't have a daddy figure growing up, and you can tell just by the way he looks. So I'm going to go Trevor Peak by second-round submission by spanking again. It's been a while since we had a spanking, but he's going to give you that daddy figure. All right, let's start with the champ. You got Trevor by spanking in the second round.
Similar. You know, if you've watched Trevor Peak – in his last three fights, you know how dangerous this guy is later in the fight. He really doesn't bring a well-rounded, sharp set of skills other than the same one that Nate the Train Landwehr brings, and that is that he's almost impossible to finish, and he will break you. If he's standing on the feet in front of you for more than 10 minutes, the average fighter is going to break. Charlie Campbell comes out of Cerro Longo fight team. I mean, so he's obviously got a pretty high-level camp and good sparring partners, but I don't think he can knock Trevor Peak out. And for that reason, I think that Trevor Peak is going to overwhelm him with TKO in the up against the fence in the third round. And I wouldn't be surprised if both guys are bloody and Peak looks like he's almost going to get finished at one point early in the fight. And we've seen it 100 times when the pretty boy with all the hype and all the dressing comes in and can't get the first round TKO, he comes out like a church mouse in the third round, because a lot of guys, you know, it steals your heart when you think you got a guy out and you come back. And Trevor Peak's like that. He's got that zombie in him where he'll keep walking at you. Never been finished. He's got 8 knockouts in his 9 victories. And a lot of it is because he just breaks people's will. So I take, if Joaquin Buckley couldn't knock him out, this guy can't. And for that reason, I say Trevor Peak is third round TKO.
Yeah, you know, these guys are coming in at my junior year fighting weight, high school, you know, and like I said, so you got all these flashy tattoos. So nobody likes you, man. What do you get tattoos on your chest for like that? You got to be like at least above like 200, right? Like you can't be putting that shit on that bird chest. All right.
But Rock did it.
All right. Yeah, The Rock's massive. Okay. All right. So go down to Mexico, get some steroids.
Yeah, I hear the WWE locker room is pissed off because of what The Rock's been saying on the microphone. And yeah, he's actually back in wrestling. You know what their answer was? Go be The Rock. Then you can say whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly.
Same thing with Conor McGregor. It's like, go do what they did. Then you can say what you want.
Exactly. Earn it. All right. Or pay for it. Like, whatever. But all right. All right. Bill, who you got in this one?
Same thing as Joe. The only difference we have is I have him winning a little bit earlier. I have him winning late second round. I think Campbell's going to come in and just blow his gas tank in that first round trying to go for the knockout. I actually think Trevor Peak probably gets wobbled in the first round and stays in the fight. And I think that's going to mentally break Campbell. I think second round he's going to come in with the intents to start getting lower and lower as he gasses. And I think he's going to get caught late in the second. Plus, if you look at some of Campbell's other profile picks, if you go on ShareDog, some of the other ones, he's always showing his pick where he's wearing a mask. So you know he's a leftist.
Oh, he bleeds soy, huh?
Liberals. So he just – the soy boy is going to come out in the second round, and he's going to get clipped late second round.
So he is a liberal. He is a little child. He's a liberal.
And he fights out in New York, so yeah.
Oh, man. See, I can pick – that's why I'm
weirdo.
I picked this shit up in 2 seconds just by looking at this guy.
Yeah. So Charlie Campbell doesn't think we're sending enough money to the Ukraine.
Yeah, there you go.
I heard that. I heard that somewhere, probably.
Yeah, to the actor's new house and stuff. Like, hey, careful, Tanner's watching. He's gonna give you some.
Look out!
He's gonna give you some college history on why we need to send more money on to Ukraine, because he said all he did to come here to watch was Joe rattle off Vegas money line picks and hold up his belt. So there you have it. Okay, let's go to the next one. All right, we got a lightweight bout again, and this one happens to be the champs. All right, point pick. So we got this Bahamut Ahamadmidiz at 14-5 versus Christos Yagos. All right, now, I don't know what country he's from, but I'm going to guess Greece, but it's probably not accurate. But it sounds like a Greek god. I'm going Greek god by a thunderbolt strike in the first round. All right, champ, you got Yagos by thunderbolt strike first round.
No. He flies an American flag, by the way.
His name is Christos Giagos.
Yeah.
What do Greek people eat? Euros? He owns a Eurostat.
George? Where's George? George Pardos?
Yeah, where's George at? Yeah.
Yeah.
Get yourself some cucumber sauce and shut the hell up.
Greeks invented cucumbers.
I know. Yeah, Greeks invented UFC too.
Here is the only rub with this fight. Looks very... obvious who the winner should be. Bohamandes looked very flat-footed in his last fight, and you can take that one of two ways: that he's overrated, which some people are saying, or that Ludovic Klein's underrated, which is more the side I tend to lean. Is that it kind of showed how good Ludovic Klein is. Bohamandes takedown defense is his kryptonite. It even though it's at 87%, when he gets up against a pure grappler like Klein, he can get taken down. And Christos Giagos has proven that he's never out of a fight when he's still standing. He's gonna give you a war unless you put him to sleep. So I'm gonna go with my gut here, but this could go to the cards. I could really see it going to a decision just because Giagos steals a takedown, lays and prays. But I think Bohemondes wants to, you know, redeem himself for his last fight. He's got a wicked reach advantage. He's much taller, 6'3" at lightweight. So I'm gonna take Bohemondes, and I'm gonna risk it. I'm telling you, I'm not putting it in my parlay just because Christos Giagos, I'm not sure he's quite Court McGee yet. It's like, does he have one left in him? For me, that's a question mark. So he could make it interesting. I don't agree with the odds based on Bohemondes' last fight. So I'm going to take Bohemondes by second round TKO.
Second round TKO. And then the face man has decided to wake up in Arizona. Maybe he's got to actually do some work today. Not quite sure what he's
doing. It's about time.
Yeah, it's about time, Dave. All right. Yeah, hopefully he brings some thunder to the show later today.
There's a four-finger monster and vodka in the kitchen. Get up. No, I'm just kidding. I love you, Dave.
He's been kind of late. He's been kind of weak with his conspiracies lately, so hopefully he comes up with something good. All right, Bill, what say you?
So I'm with Joe on the winner. I actually have him winning by anaconda choke.
That's really good. Second.
Because for some reason – Giagos loves losing to the anaconda choke. I don't know why.
I just showed it to you.
I do agree with Joe. I don't think the odds should be that much of a disparity. I think they should be a little bit closer odds. But I still think Bohemondes is going to come out and win this fight. I do agree he looked a little flat-footed. I also agree with Joe. I think people just underestimated how good Luva Klein is. I mean, if you look at his early losses, they threw that guy some heavy hitters right off the bat.
He fought everybody.
I thought it was a little, yeah, I mean, when Nate Landwehr is one of your first fights, I mean, come on. So I think
Luva
Klein exposed him a little bit, but I still think Ignacio is better than Christos Giagos. I think he's going to win by submission. I got a second round anaconda choke on this one. I think Christos just has a lot of holes in his game, and Ignacio has a pretty good camp.
So, the baby agrees with Bill if you guys didn't hear that.
Yeah, Ignacio, second round submission.
Nick, I tell you what, the only thing that gives me pause is when I'm like, oh, is he going to sub him? He could sub him. No, he might TKO him. He could sub TKO, and I go TKO, and right behind me, Bill goes, hey, I got a sub, and I'm like, ah, I think he's right. He might be right, man. Tricky submissions.
I got it. That's what you're worried about. But, I mean, just get me a win here, Joe. All right?
I got you, buddy.
That's all I'm fucking worried about. I don't care how it happens. All right?
Hey, follow me. Okay.
All right. Now, I'm a little upset at these next two fights because, as everybody knows, the big girl can't stand the little kids when they get into them. All right? So, here we go. We got another featherweight fight. We got – look at this guy. Morgan Charrière. What the fuck is that?
The second one was right, actually.
Charrière, 19-9-1. All right, versus Cheap. What are we going here?
Chip Mariscal.
Okay, he's coming in at 15-6, and I don't give a shit what happens here. So let's just stay with Bill. Bill, who do you got in this tickle fight?
God, this is why I hate when we do fight nights. Listen, both these guys suck. If I'm going to put money on one, I'm picking the Frenchman, as it goes by, the last pirate. I do like the under on this fight. I think these guys are going to come out and just throw bombs at each other, and one of them sleeping. Which one? I think Charrière is the last pirate. I'm going to come to the last pirate because I think that's hilarious. Odds of right now, he's a slight favorite with a -120. Am I putting this in any of my parlays? Am I betting on this? Hell no. But I'll take the last pirate with a first round TKO. I think if you're going to bet on this one, pick the under and see which one gets slept first. I think that's a safer bet. These guys aren't very good. They're not going anywhere. They're not going to win a belt. they had stand no chance in this weight class because there are some vicious people in this weight class. So take the under if you're going to bet on it. If you're going to bet on a guy money line, take the Frenchman Morgan.
Very nice, the Frenchman. All right, Frenchie. All right, what do you got here, Trigger Joe, the champ?
Yeah, to touch off what Bill said, like if you're a featherweight,
don't touch people that don't want to be touched.
It was completely consensual. The end of the road is Ilya Topuria.
Yeah.
Okay. Now put either one of these guys in that category. So yeah, I totally agree that these are mid-level journeymen. I do think Mariscal wins the fight just because I watched his last fight against Jack Jenkins, and yeah, it was a stoppage due to an injury, but Jack Jenkins was supposed to steamroll him, and he went to get a slam, and the way that Chep turned it, it ended up knocking his shoulder out, so they ended the fight. And Sherrier's a striker, Mariscal's a striker. I saw these guys at the weigh-in; they look like they're not going to shake hands, like they look like they're going to scrap, and they both are very explosive strikers. Sherrier has a pretty good knockout resume. But there's guys on the regional scene that have beat him. And I think that the level of fighters that Mariscal has fought has been better. And he was supposed to get dog walked by Jack Jenkins. And Jack Jenkins is like skin painted on muscle. And Mariscal looks stronger than him. He looked like he wasn't affected by the punches. And Jenkins did look like he was not liking what he was feeling when he was getting hit. And then the slam happens. And, shoulder comes out and it's over. I can't believe I've said that twice in Knicks on Silent, but I'm going to go with Mariscal, and I'm going to say that these two get into a firefight, and I'm going to say it's a third round TKO.
They're yeah, I'm like Buddy Lee. You can't bust me. All right. So I'm too, you know,
I got you once
to fall into that. But anyways, all right, before we get into the co-main, all right, go look at that QR code up there. And scan that. That is subscribing, all right, to Veteran Trash Talk. And yeah, it costs money, all right, but it's not a lot of money. I think it's like $9 a month or $10 a month. All right, you'll get a Veteran Trash Talk button, and you'll get discounts on our shirts, all right, when you scan that, all right?
Baby likes the discount, if you heard that.
I'm going to do a recorded ad about this and put it on the page later, but it's all of the money from that will go to advertising who we promote on our Saturday shows. All right. Every single dollar of it will go to getting a better known business, more publicity. So if you can't afford to, you know, donate to a nonprofit in the thousands and thousands of dollar range, this will help. All right. So just give $10 there. And just like feeding a kid in Africa. All right. Well, it'll go somewhere. All right. Well, it's for $5.99 a month. Whatever, just go do it. Get yourself a button, a Trash Talk button. They're hilarious. And then the shirts. Joe and I did this for the left and the right. Don't come walking into my area, blood.
I'm gonna tell you about walking down Crenshaw. That shirt. Yeah.
We got to, you know, keep calm, lay suppress the fire. Both Joe and I were machine gunners. Bill, you know, a lot of fire one, but Bill's got to be in a quick triggered pansy on there. Hillary. But, yeah, so go get one of these shirts, man. They're freaking awesome. Okay. The co-main. And it's another tickle fight. All right. We got Alexander. Like, I mean, if I was somebody like Joe's height, you know, and I was reproducing, all right, I would probably name somebody like Alexander. Right. Just because, I mean, you're tiny. Okay. And then you got, you know, going against that Damon Jackson, who's coming at 22-6-1, 14-7. And you better hope you're fast if you're tiny, right, Joe? Because otherwise you ain't got no spot on no field. All right. Maybe in the parallel bars in the Junior Olympics. But yeah. Okay. The champ, who do you got in this tickle fight?
Yeah. I averaged 7.5 yards per carry for my career. No big deal.
You got to be fast because of the big lineman blocking for you.
But my senior year, I was running for my life. But hey, you know what Bill says when we brag about being saw gunners? Doesn't even make a dent. Because Bill drops Bill drops Volvos on people.
Yeah. I'm just eating a sandwich, getting my knife ready.
Yeah. You guys done with those saws? I gotta make a phone call.
Let me know when you need me, guys.
Yeah. I hate this fight, man. The best piece of betting advice I could get for anybody, stay away from it. Anybody that tells you they know who's gonna win this fight is absolutely lying to you. Alexander Hernandez had a brutal weight cut. It looks like he should destroy Damon Jackson, but that's happened before where it's looked like someone should destroy Damon Jackson, and he's freakishly good, and it really irritates me because I just can't stand the look of him. He's never going to be a champ, and he will ruin a parlay for you. And Alexander Hernandez lost me as a fan when he disrespected Donald Cerrone and then got knocked out by him shortly after that. He just proves that he looks like Tarzan and has the potential to fight like Jane. So I'm saying stay away from this fight. I will take Hernandez simply because he's the favorite, but I don't have any confidence in him winning.
All right.
But I'll take Hernandez by decision.
Hernandez by decision. Okay. 10-7. What say you?
Joe's right. Just don't bet on this fight in any way whatsoever. I'm leaning with Damon Jackson. And
yeah, here's it's why. Possible, man.
Damon Jackson, if you look at his losses, they're not bad losses. I mean, his second fight in his UFC career was Ilia Topuria, who has just ran through everyone. Went on a four-fight win streak, lost to Dan Ige, which a lot of people have lost to Dan Ige. Then they both lost to Quarantillo and Algeo. I'm leaning on Damon Jackson. I think this one goes to a decision. I'm leaning on Damon Jackson on this one. I think Hernandez has just been disappointing. He came in, I thought he was going to be relatively good. He's just been nothing but a big disappointment. Again, put no money towards this fight. If you do, pick the over maybe. Even then, you never know with these guys. They've both been slept early too. I'm leaning on Damon Jackson, money line. Again, if I'm giving advice to people who are going to put money on this fight, stay away from it. It's a trash fight. Both these guys, again, same thing. If you look at this weight class, these guys are not going to win a belt ever. Again, the guy at the top of the mountain will destroy these guys. He's already destroyed one of them. So Damon Jackson decision. Yeah, just stay away from this fight, though. But Damon Jackson decision.
All right, so we got a split here in the fight that stay away from. And
I agree with Bill, though. If you can get a over 1.5 prop for it to go over 1.5 rounds, I like that pick. That's about the only thing I'd play on it.
Yeah, I mean, as the novice UFC fan but expert gambler, we just heard about 4 minutes from both of you, and I have no fucking idea what's going to happen. All right,
won't see it on a bet slip of mine. I tell you
exactly.
That.
Stay away from it, fight fans, unless you got some kind of inside track. And if you do, message me, homie. All right, let's find out what's going on there. All right, let's go to the main event and let's stay with the king of battle. Let's stay with the artillery in this middleweight fight. And we got Brendan Allen coming in at 23-5 versus Chris Curtis at 31-10. Now, I did actually watch the weigh-in on this by accident, by channel surfing. And, you know, Chris Curtis looks like a really, really nice guy, right? Where Brendan Allen wanted to kind of showboat Chris Curtis. Like, no, I'm going to smile and knock your ass out. So I'm going to go with Chris Curtis, my first-round KO. All right, king of battle, what say you?
I actually hate betting this way, too.
Oh, my God.
Only for one reason. Let me give you, as the Miller people will say, bluff. Bottom line up front, I'm going with Brendan Allen on this one. However, I hate betting against Chris Curtis. He's the type of guy that has the power. Chris Curtis has the power to knock people out. He's beaten Brendan Allen before. However, yep. Brendan Allen then went on a 6-fight win streak with 5 finishes all by submission, which is how I think this fight's going to end. I think Brendan Allen got caught. I think that's one of those fights you need to lose to learn your hole in your game if you figured it out. I think Brendan Allen's going to come in. It's a revenge fight, and I think he's going to submit Chris Curtis. Probably a late first, early second round. I'll go with second round submission just to call it for the show. But I got Brendan Allen by submission. Depending on where you're betting, if you can pick this fight to go to a finish, I think that is also a safe bet. I don't see this fight going to decision. But I got Brendan Allen by submission in the second round. If you're unsure about picking a fighter, pick this fight to go to a finish. It's not going to the decision. I actually like the under on this one as well, but I got Brendan Allen by submission.
All right, very nice. All right, the champ. What say you in this main event?
Yeah, Chris Curtis has been to the top of the curve and now is on his way down with me to where it's like, oh, I'm not going to bet against that guy again. I'm not going to bet against that guy again. I'm going to bet with that guy again. Oh, he lost. Like, he's there now. He's 36 years old. He hasn't looked like the Chris Curtis that knocked out Brendan Allen in his last two fights. And Brendan Allen is on a rocket going up. I mean, he's looked phenomenal in his last four fights. He submitted Paul Craig. Paul Craig's one kryptonite is that he's got no chin and you just can't go to the ground with him because he's a jiu-jitsu wizard. Brendan Allen said, yes, the hell with that. I'm stronger, I'm better, and he did it. So I think if he can sub him and Andre Muniz, who's kind of a bitch, but he's good at jiu-jitsu and Allen had his way with him. If he can do that to those guys and avoid the knockout punch of Chris Curtis in the first round, sound the alarm. I got the exact same thing as Bill. I think somewhere in the second round, he gets that clinch up against the fence. And when that happens, he's much bigger than Chris Curtis. And inside leg trip, whatever it is, they're going to the ground. And I could see it being rear. It's either going to be rear naked or a guillotine choke or head and arm triangle. He loves the blood chokes. He's very good at them. And once he sinks them in, it's over. And Chris Curtis is not a jiu-jitsu guy. He's a striker. So that's always been his thing. Chris Curtis is like, I am what I am. I'm not going to be a jiu-jitsu guy. I'm going to stand up and box for 15 minutes.
And I would like to bring up the fact that
I don't think
Nick is betting against a Milwaukee boy.
Oh, is it Brendan Allen? Is there two Milwaukee guys in there?
Yeah, Brendan Allen's a Milwaukee guy.
Who's the other guy?
Mearshart,
the guy who sounds like a Milwaukee guy.
Who made it?
Right? Like Mearshart, yeah, that dude's a German, right? Yeah, he eats some sausage. I don't know who this Brendan Allen guy is.
It's funny, man, because it's a personality. Right, if you don't know anyone from Milwaukee. If you're Milwaukee and you put Mearshart on the microphone, it's like, he talks shit like Nick. it's he never gets riled and he kind of just jabs back and it's like funny to him the whole time. It's a Milwaukee thing. And Brendan Allen's like that. You never see him like getting too fired up over people talking shit or like he'll just stare you down, sub you, have a big smile on his face and talk to Rogan after the fight. But this dude's on a mission, man. And under the distance, in case Curtis lands that miracle punch, under the distance is my lock of the card on this fight. I mean, they're both finishers. They got to go five rounds? I don't think so.
No, not even close.
I don't think so.
All righty. Well, there you have it, fight fans. Now let's get to the most important part of the show. All right? This is where we try to make a comeback. Now, we do two parlays for you. All right? We do the big girl's four-legger. All right? That is supposed to be like a pretty much a sure thing. But as we learned, we went 3-for-4 2 weeks in a row. All right, and calm it just sucks.
Calm yourself.
Sucks. All right, and then you go with the longer one where you got the Baker six-legger given to you by Send at 7. And then the Baker in the background is going to show us what the odds are currently on that fight, on those fights. Now, with the Big Earl's four-legger, we are down a big whopping $150 this year, all right, in those. However, our single bets, like when – this is how the Big Earl bets. When I listen to these guys talk, I take notes. And they both pick Brendan Allen. I probably put $25 on Brendan Allen by sub. All right. Or I put $25 on the under. Right. And then I'll put $25 on, would you guys both go with Peak in the first fight? Right. So you guys put some money on that. And then if they actually post it for you, all right, if they post it for you on their page, their locks, all right, put individual bets on that. So my bank account in UFC, I'm only down $35 this year. All right. However, I don't like being in the red. So let's get to it, Joe. I fucking hate being in the red. Understand? All right. With your ugly ass red shirt. Okay.
Yes.
So because that's where I need to get back.
You don't got to make it personal. Okay.
Yeah. 2-1, baby. What's up? East side. Okay. So anyways, let's get to the Big Girl's four-legger. What we got?
All right, we're going mainly prelims. First off, I got Dylan Butka to ragdoll Cesar Almeida in the second fight of the night. Cesar Almeida is a kickboxer. If they go to the ground, he's going to stay on the ground, and Butka has one of the most ridiculous wrestling pedigrees. And he was the troublemaker, the bad kid that got kicked out of school, kicked out of camps. I'm being serious about this. And then they said, okay, what can we do with this kid? He's so violent. They put him in wrestling. And changes his life. So if he doesn't ragdoll Almeida, then he deserves to get knocked out. But All right, we got Dylan Boudka in the first fight. Then Johnny Walker has a brother.
Whoa!
I have a brother? Walter Walker. Learn that name, okay? He's fighting an absolute tomato can in Lewis Bresky. I got Walter Walker to knock him out. 26 years old, giant of a man, 6'6", 264, lives in Russia, born in Brazil. The guy is huge. So that they're looking, if I can speak English today, they're looking to bring this guy up. They want this guy to be good because that's the heavyweight division is shit outside of the top five. So yeah, I got him, and then I got Alex Morono, like Bill does, and then the main event, Under the Distance.
All right, what is $75 pay on that one?
I tried to be a big mouth so Chris would have time to get him in.
Yeah, I mean, he was looking for Walker.
It was courtesy.
Yeah, I was going to talk shit about that.
Yeah. How do I not find the Walker fight? Like, the easiest name to find on a UFC scorecard with these guys.
What a name. Like Walter.
Hernandez.
Not Walter. Walter.
Walker. All right. Plus 359. Nice. Paying out 344. All right, so a nice $270 win streak. I mean, win payout coming there on top of your, the gambling sites, they pay you back your original bet. So that comes out to 344. All right, let's go to the little more risque $10.
Ooh.
Send it 7-6 legger. All right, what we got on the 6 legger?
Hey, I actually like this one. All right, we're going to go super easy. We got Mullins right off the bat. It's a female fight. Real early in the card, I think Mullins is going to absolutely roll her people. We'll work our way up. Then I got the underdog, another girl fight.
Ooh.
Jermaine Durandamy is
the underdog. Nice pick, Bill. That's my sleeper of the card.
Yeah, there's no way she's losing that fight. So go to Jermaine Durandamy for the next fight. Then I got Alex Morono for Baker. You're live over there.
Yeah, what's he doing? Scroll you.
There you go. All right. Then again with Joe, ding. Walter. He's fighting, like Joe put it best. Guy's a tomato can. He's coming off three losses. His last loss was the first round TKO.
30 pounds smaller.
They're trying to build this guy up. You got Morono again. We already talked about that. No need to hit on that. I got Bahamandez again in that fight. And then again with Allen. Hey, Baker, go ahead and take Allen fight to not go the distance. You might have better odds on that one. Just go whichever one has the best odds.
Oh, there you go. There you go, shit talker. All right. The Baker said it's already built. All right. Well, rebuild it. All right. Put it on the under. That's way to get back at him. Talking that smack in that chat thread. So those of you who don't know, we have an internal chat thread and we're making fun of the Baker there. He got us back. He said it's already built. It's right. And so yeah, Prego, change that shit. All right. Let's see your skills now. All right. Where we at? I got squirrel. I got Bill lost.
Make sure we got to get. Okay, so what's
there? We're you on go. The Walker so, Walter
again. Allen fight to not go the distance. Bahamendez, a Walker, Morono, Jermaine Durandamy, which will also be your underdog for the fight, and Mullins, heavy favorite female, first fight of the card.
All right, so not as risky, one underdog there, but $10. Ladies and gentlemen,
it's a plus 800. So if you want to add a little more to that, and I'm very confident about that six fighter. That's actually one of my more confident six fighters I've put up there before.
Nice. So, $10 pays you back $81, a total of 91 with your payout back. So there you have it, fight fans. There is the Big Girl's four legger and the Baker's six legger. Okay. There we have it. Let's center on the guy with the shitty camera. Let's go to BTC, send it 7. If you can send him donations so that he can, somehow maybe upgrade internet or, maybe get a better camera, something to help him out. He's a poor enlisted man. All right. So let's see if we can do something about that. But anyway, speaking about donations, we at Veteran Trash Talk absolutely pride ourselves in promoting veteran-owned businesses, for-profit, non-profit. All right. Anybody who wants to get their name out there will do it. However, we have a big soft spot in our heart for a couple of non-profits. So Bill, send us off with that.
I do need some donations, from the last two fight nights Joe and I had to bet on. But my camera is fine. But again, please, everybody, go to GoldStarTeenAdventures.org. Absolutely phenomenal organization that has won awards for most amount of money going directly towards the charity, which is Gold Star Kids. Used to be mainly special operations out of the house. They expanded to the Big Army Gold Star Kids. Now they've also expanded to first responder kids as well. But again, we always hear, you know, Memorial Day, Till Valhalla, all these things, which is absolutely great. But a lot of people forget about the families left behind, especially the kids. So please go to GoldStarTeenAdventures.org. They take these kids on incredible trips. They get them certified in various things, just like deep sea scuba, all the stuff. So please, GoldStarTeenAdventures.org. Please go there, donate, buy some shirts, buy some, they got water bottles, towels, all the things you can think of. Absolutely phenomenal organization, GoldStarTeenAdventures.
There you have it, fight fans. Okay, quick plug again, forpatriots.com/VTTGW. They support us. Go support them, especially if you're into outdoor survival stuff and, you know, electric, non using solar panels and shit like that to charge everything. So go to them. They have really great stuff. And then go to 10thMountainWhiskey.com. Make sure you get that 10th Mountain bottle ready for today, because at 1700 Eastern time. All right. I thought I scheduled a girl for Women's History Month named Carol, but it's a dude. All right, so we had to bump him to April because we can't be taking up the slots. So we got Carol coming on, who's a postal worker and Marine Corps veteran. So it'll be fun. He's going to bring come on and talk about some of the ways that veterans get scammed through mail and through other things. So to help some of you guys out when you're opening up that spam email or opening up that package saying send money here. So we're going to bring him on, and he's going to give us some good advice on how not
to get a great idea to talk about that.
Yep, and not getting our money taken away so that we can gamble it instead and give it to like Indian casinos. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it is. But all right, we will see you at 1700 Eastern time for the Trash Talk Hour. This is a food warning. The UN warns of an unprecedented global hunger crisis. In fact, it's predicted by 2030. That 800 million folks will struggle to feed their families, which means two dangerous things for you. Number one, higher prices at the grocery store. Number two, less food available. And when panic strikes, it will be chaos, making it even harder to get the food your family needs to survive. That's why it's vital, more than ever, to have a survival food stockpile. Introducing the deluxe 3-month survival food kit from 4 Patriots. It has 688 servings of meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with delicious recipes like pancakes, mac and cheese, Aztec chili, and potato soup. They've even got spaghetti and lasagna. This isn't your typical survival food, and over 200,000 smart Americans agree. This is survival food that actually tastes good. But best of all, it's designed to last up to 25 years. You can stash it away and be confident that when a disaster strikes, you and your family will be ready. Go to 4patriots.com/VTT to get the deluxe 3-month survival food kit and the peace of mind you deserve.